Any other name for that?
Sitting porch.
What's the difference between all of those, a porch, a veranda, a patio?
Well, the porch was up off the ground, and usually had a porch swing, and it was wooden. And it was usually just right in front of the house, the whole square front. And the veranda went all the way around the house, the sides too. And veranda also was wooden and had the railings and the roofing and all. And a patio would be just a concrete slab out in your backyard. It could be either covered or not covered. And
what about the deck?
The deck, it's, well, Daddy always called it a deck. He was in the Navy. Maybe that's why he called it the deck. But
was it concrete or
wood? No, it was redwood.
Uh-huh.
Made out of redwood. And it's just like a porch that's very high up in the air, I guess you'd say.
Sort of a sun deck or something?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Oh, I'm sorry.
You ever hear an old-fashioned name for living room?
Parlor.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a parlor in your house?
No, not really. In fact, down here, we mostly had dens in living rooms. Parlor would be maybe farther back, maybe in my grandmother or even my great-grandmother might have said parlor. But most of the time, been in the living room or in the den.
What about a little room off the kitchen where you can store canned goods and things?
Pantry.
Okay. And to get from the porch to the ground, you have
front stoop, steps.
Okay. Stoop and steps are the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And you say you had a fireplace in this house? The part of the fireplace that the smoke goes up through.
The chimney?
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace, you know, that sort of comes out, it's made of bricks or concrete or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't really know if we ever called it anything in particular.
Did you ever hear
the grate is back in the back.
What about hearth or hair?
Oh, I've heard of hearth, but I never called it that.
Mm-hmm.
We had mantelpieces.
That was up
about midway up, and you put little figurines, and Christmas time you put your holly or your crib set or something up there.
Your holly or your what?
Or your crib set.
What's that?
Manger, nativity scene.
Oh.
Crèche.
Uh-huh. The thing in the fireplace that you can set the wood on, you know, those things that were set in there?
Gee, I don't know whether we ever call that anything either. I remember the andirons. Those were the tools we used to work it up. And I remember Daddy having a terrible time with the grate, but that's the only thing I could think of would be the grate.
What was the andirons now? What did that look like?
There was a brush and a little shovel, and sort of a spike that you used to move the logs around while they were burning.
Did you ever hear of anything called dog irons or fire dogs or fire?
Oh, those are the little things that are on that thing you were trying to get me to say, and I can't think of the name of it. They were right on the metal grate thing.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they were lion's heads, or sometimes they were little dogs, and they were usually out of black iron.
What did you call them?
Didn't call them anything.
If you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
I don't know. I like the smell of mesquite. It smells good when it burns.
Uh-huh.
We usually had, we just buy cords of firewood.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the small pieces of wood, though, that you use for
splint?
Huh?
Splint.
Uh-huh. Any other name?
No, I don't think so.
What about kindling or lighter or lightwood?
No, I don't think so.
And
we kindled the fire with the splint.
I'm going to Clay's house.
Okay, behave yourself.
Okay.
Are you going in?
Yes.
Well, are you sure it's all right with his parents?
Yeah, they won't let me.
Well, if they're eating or anything, you come on home. You hear? You didn't pay any attention to me.
This may be before your time, I guess it was, but sometimes people take a big piece of wood and they set that toward the back of the fireplace and it burn all night long and they call that a...
I have no idea.
Do you ever hear the term backlog or backstep?
Yeah, I've heard backlog, a backlog of work or something like that, but never in reference to a fire or anything.
What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talking about things that you'd have in a room, the thing that I'm sitting in would be a
chair.
What about something you might have in your living room for two or three people to sit on?
A sofa.
Any other names?
Couch.
Do those mean the same thing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe a sofa would be a little fancier. A couch might be more tailored, more like a